Coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, September 12th, from noon until 1 p.m., there'll be a virtual training session for those who want to learn a little bit more about suicide prevention during Suicide Prevention Month. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here today and what you might pick up out of that session. Gina Mullis is with the Veterans Affairs, and she works in suicide prevention. She's a community engagement and partnership coordinator and has a lot of knowledge and will be helping to direct this session. We want to talk a little bit today about that. Gina, thanks for your time today.
Oh, no problem. I really appreciate the interest.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we want to see if we can get some folks to take some interest and be a part of this session coming up on Monday. Gina, how was this first identified as a need, as a topic for discussion here?
When Healthy Cass County Coalition was discussing areas that we wanted to cover for September, which is National Suicide Prevention Month, one of the nuggets of suicide prevention that is super important is a discussion about reducing access to lethal means. So it was identified that this would be a good training to provide to the community at no cost to them, and the coalition agreed. So that's why we're presenting this.
I would imagine that working with the VA, this is probably something that you have access to quite a bit, that this is a topic that's discussed quite frequently. I know you can't talk details and things because of confidentiality, but there's probably a lot of discussion about these types of issues.
Yes, lots of discussions. As we know, veterans in our country are at very high risk for suicide. And so we are working diligently to do everything that we can to prevent those suicides. And talking about access to lethal means is one of the ways that we do that.
Okay, very good. Well, what are some of the issues that might be covered on Monday? You mentioned the CALM, Counseling on Access to Lethal Means, kind of a system there. Is that what will be focused on Monday?
Yes, that will be the focus of the education. It is an education that was developed by Dr. Mark Sioka and Elaine Frank, and it is a nationally recognized training, and it goes over the background of suicide, and also, it goes into why talking about access to lethal means is so important and can be very pivotal, tangible intervention we can do to prevent someone that is in crisis from taking their life.
Gina, sometimes when we talk about these types of issues, suicide, when folks are looking perhaps to do something that we don't want them to do, often it seems like we don't notice it until after the fact. Gosh, I wish I would have said something sooner, or maybe I should have seen something or noticed something that I could have stepped in. Is this part of that process, is helping not just the person who might be having issues and struggles, but maybe family and close friends as well?
Most definitely. You know, our goal is always to educate everyone that we can on some of the warning signs that someone might be struggling, because the goal is to intervene before that crisis becomes a suicidal crisis. And typically, the people closest to that person are going to notice that that individual just isn't quite acting their normal self. And if they're not, then what do we do with that, right? How do we have that conversation? How do we ask someone in a healthy way if they're doing all right, and to be there for them if they're not? So mixed in with that conversation is then, are items that could be used to take someone's life, are they being stored securely in that person's environment? And the reason that is so key is the fact that a lot of suicide attempts can be very impulsive in nature. And so if you're doing an impulsive act, but you have immediate access to something that can have very horrible results come out of it. If that wasn't quite so accessible, you could potentially save a life right there, but also prevent a suicide attempt altogether right there. Mm-hmm. So, and we know if we don't have suicide attempts, we are not then going to see death by suicide.
You know, it used to be when we talked about these issues, it was like, you know, we get together maybe a few times a year for holidays. What types of signs should we look for from people, and what types of behavior do we notice? But now you've got social media and things like that mixed in, too. It just seems like there should be so many more signs, right?
You would think. Yeah, you would think. But I think, once again, if we think about especially how our relationships are now compared to how they were before social media, you know, we had a lot more face-to-face interactions with people. And I really think that when we as a society moved more to social media as a means to communicate and text messaging and all of that, it's so hard to read the emotion behind the words. You're not laying your eyes on that person that you know to see their expression, to see if they, you know, have signs that they've been crying or they've been upset. All of those things that we used to look at all the time, those are kind of gone, you know. So my personal opinion is now sometimes it's even harder to see the signs because of that.
Yep. Yep. Oh, I understand that very much. And that's kind of why you're asking, as far as who should attend this session, we kind of touched on that earlier, pretty much anybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. Yes. Everybody. Yes. Suicide prevention should be covered across the whole lifespan because every age group is at risk. And I think there's a common myth that if you're under a certain age or you're over a certain age, your risk goes away, which is totally untrue. So that's why it's important for everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you sit on the social or economic scale, whether you're urban or rural. This is an issue that goes through all those boundaries.
That's right. Yep.
Very good. Well, what do you hope that they get out of this particular session? It's an hour long, so it's, you know, you can only cover so much in an hour. What do you hope they get out of this?
Well, what I hope they get out of it is a greater understanding of how we can help people that are struggling. And I think, too, anytime we talk about this open in a community, it reduces stigma related to the issue. So I hope there's some stigma reduction that happens in the community out of it. And also, we will be giving, you know, very concrete ideas of what you can do to keep everyone in your immediate surroundings safe from having access to things that they shouldn't. So hopefully we're going to increase some safety awareness in the community also.
You bet. Well, you can't have a session like this without having some other options, some other resources and things. So I assume there'll be some follow-up possibilities for folks if they want to do more.
Oh yes, most definitely. And Healthy Cass County Coalition is a great resource for everybody in the community because it is a diverse group of stakeholders that have an interest in the wellness of Cass County. And so you have all these different entities that come together once a month and sit down and go through everything their programs are doing and forming new relationships, and all of that is compiled. Brigham keeps it compiled into one giant resource, which is amazing. And so it really is a wealth of information. And if someone needs assistance, I'm pretty sure we can come up with it out of that resource.
Very good.
It's pretty robust.
You bet. Well, again, that training is coming up on Monday. That session is Monday, September 12th, from noon until 1. Now, it is a virtual session, and if you'd like to join that meeting virtually, contact Brigham Hoig, who's the Cass County Wellness Coordinator. You can catch her on her email, bhoig, B-H-O-E-G-H, at iastate.edu, or you can call her at 712-249-5870. Now, also, there's another option. That meeting will be broadcast at the Atlantic Public Library's meeting room, so anyone is welcome to attend that way as well. And if you need to bring your lunch along, they said that's no problem, and bring that along. It's not an issue, and you can come on out and be a part of that session that way as well. So a couple of different options for folks to be involved, and they'll have plenty of materials and information there for you, too, if you'd like to follow up and learn a little bit more. So, well, very good. That's, again, coming up this Monday, September 12th. It's a noon session, noon to 1 p.m. Gina Mullis has been with us here this morning. She'll be helping to lead that session coming up on Monday. Gina, thank you so much for the time here today and all that you and other folks in this area do. It's not an easy area to work in, and we sure appreciate the extra assistance.
Thank you so much for having me, and so I can talk about this very important subject, and I really appreciate it.